Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Narito ang mga kailangan ninyong malaman patungkol sa JobKeeper Package. Sa tulong ng finance expert na si Maria Papa, pakinggan kung bakit mahalagang makapag-file ng inyong interes para sa naturang programa bago ang katapusan ng buwan ng Abril.
Yung JobKeeper Package are actually for those who are employed bago nangyari yung coronavirus epidemic, ano, employed sila, meron silang pinagtatrabuhuan. But because of this pandemic, yung negosyo kailangan magsara. They're still employees. They're still employed. Kaya lang, the business cannot pay them their salaries. Kasi nga, hindi rin naman sila makapagtrabaho, sarado yung negosyo eh. Hindi makalipad yung eroplano. So yung mga stewardess, hindi sila makakatrabaho. But they're still employed. They still can expect yung mga entitlements nila, like yung annual nila, annual leave nila, sick leave nila. Entitled pa rin silang lahat doon. Kaya lang, hindi sila sinesweldohan ngayon for a certain period of time until such time na yung negosyo can operate back again. Makakontinue sila. But okay. At this stage, walang sweldo silang ibinibigay sa mga empleyado nila.
Okay, sige ma'am. So ngayon, saan sila pwede mag-apply? Or is ito ba yung tipong automatic na na-identify na ng gobyerno? Or ina-identify na naman sila ng kumpanya?
The one who should apply for the JobKeeper payment is the owner of the business. Whether it's the company or it's a sole trader, basta kung sino yung may-ari ng negosyo, siya yung mag-a-apply ng JobKeeper payment. Now, they have to advise their employees na nag-apply sila for JobKeeper payment. Ino-nominate nila sino sa mga empleyado nila ang i-include nila dun sa JobKeeper payment na yan.
Mm.
And then they have to apply. So, mayroong proseso yan. They have to register. So, ito yung unang-unang proseso which you should be doing by now if you're an owner of a business, okay? You should actually apply for your interest to participate. No, you have to register for your interest to participate for the JobKeeper program as an employer, as the owner of the business. You can do this online on the ATO website.
ATO po, ha? ATO website.
Australian Taxation Office website.
Okay.
Oo, hindi siya ano, manually na sinusulat mo. Kailangan pumunta ka doon sa website. May form sila doon. Ipi-fill in mo yung details mo, yung ABN number mo, yung pangalan ng kumpanya mo, telephone number mo, at saka yung email address ng kumpanya.
Okay.
Once you actually fill out that form, you will receive a message and an email from the ATO saying that, yes, we've received your interest to participate in the JobKeeper program. And then you will be receiving these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just the first stage. Now, ika-qualify ka pa ng gobyerno. So, if you as a business owner know na either bumagsak na yung benta mo for the month of March, or even if hindi pa siya bumabagsak for the month of March, pero alam mo, this April, babagsak yung benta mo. Because you're sure na, talagang ano eh, sarado yung tindahan mo eh. Then, you know that you can qualify for the JobKeeper program. Ang sinabi ng gobyerno, if the sales of your business or your revenues fall below, like let's say, drop by 30% yung revenues, yung kinikita, yung earnings ng business, ano, yung, not the earnings, but the revenues of the business drop by 30%, then you can apply for it. If that is all for businesses that has revenues below $1 billion, eh marami yan, yung mga small and medium-sized businesses. Anything below $1 billion a year is a small and medium-sized business. For the large businesses above $1 billion ang revenues nila, then they are, if their business actually fall, yung kanilang revenues fall by 50%, then they can qualify for the JobKeeper program. So yung malalaking businesses above 1 billion, yan yung mga airlines, yung mga anything, mga hotels, di ba? But anything below mga 1 billion, mga small businesses, yung mga mom and pop businesses, marami yan.
Time sensitive po ba ang pagpapakita ng interest to avail of this package para sa mga may-ari ng negosyo?
Yes, it is time sensitive. You have to apply for this by the end of April. In fact, yung mismong... Okay, the second part, kasi di ba sinabi siya, the first part, step one is register for interest. So, yun lang, fill out the form. The second part, bubuksan na ng ATO yung application kung saan ka pwede mag-formally apply for the JobKeeper program because you know you are qualified for, or you're eligible for it. So to formally apply, bubuksan na nila yung online form, which is the 20th of April. Ngayon, itong JobKeeper program, you also have to notify kung sino yung mga empleyado mo na i-keep mo, di ba? Hindi, okay. Hindi ba, you have to notify the employees na sabi mo, oh, isasama kita, ino-nominate kita dito sa JobKeeper program, which means you will get the wage subsidy na ipoprovide yung JobKeeper program. So anong mga kailangan mong gawin if you're the boss or the owner of a business? All right, you have to notify the employees that you will include, okay? You have to register your interest. Dapat siswelduhan mo na yung empleyado mo. Whether if your business is closed, it doesn't matter. You have to provide that salary, yung 1,000. So how much is it? $1,500 per fortnight, okay? You have to provide that to your employee, yung $1,500 per fortnight, beginning the 30th of March. If you look at the date of 30th of March, that's a Monday.
Mm-mm.
So 'di ba 1 week kasi fortnight, yeah. 2 weeks 'di ba? So for the 4 weeks from the 30th of March, nagbibigay ka na dapat ng continuous. Yun nga lang, abonado ka, ikaw naglalabas eh. Hindi pa binibigay sa iyo ng gobyerno yung 1,500. Ilalabas mo pa lang 'yan out of pocket. But you have to apply for the JobKeeper program by the 30th of April para makuha mo na ngayon, para ibalik na sa iyo ng gobyerno yung 1,500 na inilabas mo for fortnight. Ibabalik niya sa'yo by the first week of May. That's why you have to apply by the 30th of April.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.